I got around a guest the state for AJR tickets coming up. First, look at what's going on this morning.
Coast 93.1 with Blake and Eva in the morning. Refreshing your news feed.
Let me put my glasses on.
We do this at the same time every day.
What will Gordon Sondland say when he testifies at the impeachment inquiry this morning? He's scheduled like just about an hour from now. He's the ambassador to the EU, and he could be a key figure because he's an ally of President Trump's, but he also previously testified about Trump's demands for investigations that were made to Ukraine while military aid was withheld. So
the thing I read yesterday said this is going to be the big one.
The big one. So, okay, we'll see if that
who
happens.
Who knows? Yeah.
All right. Safety-wise, what are the worst toys for this holiday season? Well, a group called Watch World Against Toys Causing Harm said the Nerf Ultra One gun. They said it shoots soft darts, but enough force to cause an eye injury. Plus the Nickelodeon's Frozen Treats slime, because it's not actually edible. So take those off the list.
It's supposed to smell like ice cream.
I already ordered it for Eva.
Yeah, right. I was ready to eat it. Tom Hanks just found out he's distantly related to the real Mr. Rogers. They're sixth cousins, according to Ancestry.com.
He's also related to Kevin Bacon, too.
We're all related to Kevin Bacon. Exactly. You know who we found out he's related to also? I think it was like the 16th president. Abraham Lincoln.
That's funny that you remembered what number president he was before his
16.
Name.
I know, isn't that funny? Don't ask me in between. New trailer for the movie Cats has a lot of people kind of going, ew. It has to do with what they're calling the, quote, creepy human cat hybrids that created by the CGI technology. If you want to see that, make your own determination. Text links to 77,000.
I don't understand how it's creepy, but... I think it's creepy to people who know nothing about the musical Cats. If you know the musical Cats.
Yeah, maybe that's it, because her fans are younger, and that musical's been around.
For longer than Taylor Swift's been alive, I think.
Yeah, because I probably
the
saw
80s,
it.
Right?
I probably saw it when... Okay, yeah.
You can't even say.
Yeah. Grammy nominations are coming out probably this hour. So.
They use some mirrors to reflect the torches onto the cave wall.
Well, I'm thinking I probably saw it in the late 80s.
You can't even say it.
I know.
It's like a babble.
I saw it at the Winter Garden Theater in New York with my mom, which is where Blake saw it.
Well, that was where it was.
Oh, right. Okay.
I didn't have a choice to see it at another theater. It was there for like 30 years. I think it's the longest running, one of the longest running Broadway
shows.
What
year did you see it?
It was a Hanukkah gift. Even though I'm not Jewish, but my friend's family was, so I would celebrate with them. So I got it as a Hanukkah gift, and before I moved, so I must have been 10 or 11.
So they were like
the
90s.
90s, yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
Eva called up the Winter Garden Theater. Could I get two tickets for Cats?
Okay. That is not too far off, but okay.
She sent a pigeon, actually.
Yeah, right. Pony Express.
Well, she said, I'm kind of nervous to go see a show. You know, the 16th president was shot at one just the other day.
Oh, my God.
Full circle. Okay.